alleged Cambridge shooter released from psych ward 3 days before attack. By A.W.R. Hawkins on May 14, 2026. Alleged Cambridge, Massachusetts, shooter Tyler Brown was released from a psychiatric ward 3 days before opening fire on vehicles, according to the New York Post. Breitbart News reported 46-year-old Tyler Brown allegedly opened fire on cars on Cambridge's Memorial Drive around 1:30 p.m. Monday. CBS News noted Brown was allegedly shooting at passing cars before being shot numerous times by a Massachusetts state trooper. As more news came out, it was revealed the Massachusetts state trooper was helped by a good guy with a gun, who turned out to be a U.S. Marine veteran. Now, the Post is noting that Brown has a criminal history spanning 2 decades, including trying to kill a cop, and had previously been diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder, anxiety, and depression. Moreover, Tyler was released from McLean Hospital in Belmont 3 days before the attack was carried out. On Monday, the day of the attack, Tyler's parole officer spoke with him and said he claimed he committed murders in the past, some that he did not get caught for. The parole officer contacted police, who went to Tyler's residence, only to discover he was already gone, allegedly carrying out his attack. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio and the director of global marketing for Lone Star Hunts. He holds a Ph.D. in military history with a focus on the Vietnam War, Brownwater Navy, U.S. Navy since inception, the Civil War, and early modern Europe. He enjoys reading philosophy and novels by Jack Carr and Nelson DeMille. He is a lover action man in an AR-15 world. Follow him on X, at R. Hawkins. You can sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/downrange. Reach him directly at R. Hawkins at Breitbart.com.